True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oregon loses to Indiana. It does rain at Autzen. Dan Lanning ripped his shirt off with Pat McAfee. It may be one of the most predictable things of all time. At like 6 in the morning. Dude, whatever that guy's on.
Drugs, but... God, I don't care.
I want to try it. I'm afraid I might have a stroke.
Look, I obviously joke around. I don't like Oregon, all that. I love Lanning. I do.
Lanning's great.
I love him. He's the reason why I give a damn about that program, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
He's awesome.
So there's the whole hoopla. Let's just dive right into the game. We'll take a peek at the Indiana perspective here in about 15 minutes, but we'll start with the Oregon.
I need to say one thing on that, sure. Just because it's I'm not going to touch it otherwise.
Sure.
The kickoff specialist coming out and hammering 258-yard field goals, the one with the timeout, and then following it up and doing it again and having it be good from 70 was one of the most insane things I've seen in college football this year.
Pretty rad.
I was just like...
Yep. It stops you right in your tracks.
Like, he hammered that thing. Hammered it. Mm-hmm. And I think that... Honestly, I think that field goal changed the entire game.
Dude, what happened when all of a sudden now we can... Now everybody hits 60-yard field goals? It feels like...
All these kids are training for it.
I know. It feels like all of a sudden one year and everyone's kicking 70-yard field goals in practice.
I mean, you look at it across college and the NFL, it's just nuts. But yeah, I don't want to get too sidetracked, but it was just nuts.
I read something on that in the NFL with the new routines around
the K-balls. They can work them in.
Yeah. Before, they'd only just pull them fresh out of the box, mm-hmm. right, basically, at the start of the game. But now they've got some time to work them out the way they want them.
Yeah, which, I mean...
And they're saying it's increasing kicks by basically 5 to 7 yards.
Which, why not? Like, yeah. That's a... it's a very simple thing, but like you wouldn't think like, oh, change, like being able to like Dusty told me about what they do to work footballs and when they get brand new ones, like the mud pack and like what and how like this like what particular things you do and like how you go about it. Like, yeah, it's a big deal. It's so weird that such a small thing matters so much. But yeah, I watching a college kid bang a 60-yarder that was good from 70 twice in a row was kind of like, oh. Okay.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I think that's a great place to start. I think that's where Oregon got caught, just to jump right into this. Indiana, I think Indiana wanted that game more than Oregon. Mm-hmm. I think that game was really cagey, really gritty. They were saying it on the broadcast, and I was saying it, and felt like I was repeating it the same time they were repeating. That's Big Ten football. We talked about identity of conferences on Friday and how, you know, the SEC used to be one thing, but they've moved to this. The Big Ten's always been kind of ugly football games, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of ugliness in that football game. And to see a Dan Lanning Oregon team like that was a little surprising to me. I don't think they overlooked Indiana by any means, but boy, they just didn't have it. The moxie, the juice just wasn't there.
I think they got punked.
I think they kind of did too. And where I will say one of the biggest problems that I had, because I thought Indiana outplayed Oregon for all four quarters, mm-hmm. but going into the fourth quarter, Oregon was in that game, and sure, I thought they were going to pull it off. And I thought I'd be sitting here today saying Oregon was not the better team, but boy, that's a gutsy win.
I mean, the pick six was...
yep. Like, Indiana had all the momentum, yeah. And then the pick six, I was like, wow, Oregon's going to escape this game. And they didn't. I think it's because Indiana just wanted it more. But from an Oregon perspective, I don't want to place blame. I don't want to play that game. Like, whose fault is it? But my biggest concern coming out of that game, honestly, was Will Stein in the offense. It wasn't there. It wasn't there. And on any level, there were some nice moments from Dante. I thought he was going to really carve up that secondary.
He did not.
It looked like he was getting ready to. Like, the buildup was there. There was that one breakaway play for a touchdown.
To Malik, yeah.
To Malik, but like, that ball wasn't a great thrown ball.
No.
He was wide open on that. And the offense just never really got into a rhythm. Dante, I don't know if Dante looked rattled, but he didn't look loose.
I would say he looked rattled.
He didn't look free.
No.
And
he was second-guessing stuff pretty regularly.
And I didn't understand the conservative play calling again. Do they know something that we don't? Or am I refusing to believe it?
I think a little column A, a little column B, but also you have to give Indiana credit. Fisher. Fisher's a dude, man.
It's a dude.
Fisher's a dude, man. And Indiana is defensively, they're schematically. I was talking to Dusty, you know, ahead of the game, like, how do you think this game's going to go? He's like, I don't know. I don't know. He goes, Indiana's got some weaknesses, like the right side of their offensive line is you know, that's the concern that kind of everybody has, and that's kind of where we're going to target.
We heard that from a lot of you listeners out there on Friday.
And but he's like, they've got some dudes, and defensively, they throw a lot of looks at you. They roll coverages like NFL teams do. They really switch things up at the snap of the ball and kind of make you be a little quicker with stuff. That can speed you up. And if you think you've got one read and you end up with a different read, and all of a sudden, if you start second guessing stuff and you aren't trusting something, and we talked about this kind of going into the game. Dante had taken very, very, very good care of the ball all season long.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if he throws a pick or two? And guess what? Indiana sped him up, got him a second guess, forced two turnovers.
Yeah. When it comes to the offense, because what's the best way to put this? You know, Indiana ran the ball really, really well. I did not expect that to happen because
I'm gonna push back on really well. I think they ran it effectively.
That's a better statement. Because that's a better statement.
It was more. It wasn't that they ran it down their throat. So what did they finish with? 110 yards, 111 yards.
But it was the spots.
It was the times that they got it when they needed it.
And the reason I go to this is because even though we have a lot of questions about Oregon's offensive line going into the season, whether it was Montana State at the beginning of the year, whether it was going into Penn State, or whether it was coming into this game. There were a lot of questions about the offensive line, but boy, do we feel really good about that offensive line. And that's kind of, I am surprised that Indiana's offensive line played better than Oregon's offensive line, but it's not even that they played better. It's just Oregon's O-line was really, really rough all game.
Yeah. What was the, I think Indiana had, they finished with 9 TFLs? 8. 6 sacks, 8 TFLs.
Mm-hmm.
14 negative plays.
That's tough.
Goodness.
Man.
If you get that, you're not winning.
Mm-hmm.
Like 14 negative plays, you're not winning a game.
Yeah, and back to this Dante Moore thing, you know, we're seeing it on the text line and the YouTube chat, missing receivers, you know, wide open running backs on wheel routes when he was scrambling.
The second guessing stuff.
Yeah, when he got out of the pocket, things were not good.
Just kind of, which in the previous games, the Gary Bryant Jr. one is the one that just is the big shining light. You know, you've got Denied Dennis Sutton running down your throat and you just hit Bryant Jr. for a touchdown against Penn State. And it's just like, oh, that's the play. That's the play right there.
Yeah. You know, when we get to the noon hour, we'll talk more about the future of Oregon and the rest of the season. But it feels like anything that could have gone wrong went wrong for them. And I don't know if you just chalk that up to not our day.
I think that's underselling Indiana far too much.
I think so too. I think Indiana is a damn good football team, but I'll say it again: anything that could have gone wrong went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought the defensive line for Oregon played fairly well, but they broke. It was like a bend don't break, and then they broke a couple times.
I mean, they,
that game going into the fourth quarter, man, going into the fourth quarter, Oregon had every chance to win that game.
I mean,
they did.
If they don't get the pick six, I mean, honestly, Oregon's offense was 2 big plays. Mm-hmm. That's one of them was defensive. Other than that, they didn't do anything.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes. If network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
No, not much.
And that's you have to give Indiana a metric crap ton of credit. That Oregon front seven, we talked about Indiana's offensive line not being that good. They neutered them. Like they one sack, four tackles for loss. Like, they weren't disruptive. I mean, the only disruptive play they had, and it was a huge one, is the pick six.
Yep.
And that's not the way I anticipated that game going.
This came on the text line. Indiana big boyed Oregon.
Yeah, wow. They did. I did not expect that.
I've never seen Oregon big boy like that at home.
No, especially under Lanning.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense.
The Georgia game notwithstanding, in Atlanta, Georgia's still that behemoth.
Georgia team is a top 10 college football team of all time.
You throw that one away. Outside of that, like, you know, when Washington beat him, they didn't big boy him. They just threw the ball over the yard. You know what I mean? Like, Indiana stunned it on him. They did.
Yeah, I just...
I thought if Indiana was going to win this game, it was going to be 34-28, something like that.
A little more scoring.
Like, there'd be some more... Like, Oregon would you know, offensively put something together. They didn't.
I'm not terribly worried about Oregon's defense.
No, but no, I'm not.
Oregon's offense is where I live right now. We'll ask Tyson Alger on Wednesday. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is, because nothing worked. You know, when nothing works, I don't know where to start. I will say I'm not a big fan of Will Stein's play call in that game. I didn't love his play calling in the Penn State game either.
Especially in that first half.
But if he's being conservative because he knows something that we don't, or I'm refusing to believe something that I should, then we've got larger issues.
I'll tell you this.
I don't think this one loss buries Oregon by any means.
No, they're fine.
And we'll get to that in the noon hour. But nothing went well, and that is a big problem.
Mendoza did not have the best game, but he came out.
He got the dub.
Pretty damn good. And also, Elijah Surratt is a dude.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.